The House of Representatives is set to vote Wednesday on a bill to require background checks on all gun sales, including those done online or at gun shows. Today, four business leaders sent a letter urging Congress to pass the proposal. NPR's Yuki Noguchi explains why the CEOs are getting involved.
Blake Mycoskie, founder of Tom's Shoes, supports causes like access to clean water and eye care in poor countries. But embracing something as controversial as gun control is different. He says his board of directors debated whether he should engage on a political issue unrelated to their business.
Everyone was very concerned about, you know, us doing something like this, but ultimately, we recognize that this is an opportunity for us to really be a leader in business and to show our customers that we're engaged in the issues that matter most to them.
He, along with the CEOs of Levi Strauss, Dick's Sporting Goods, and RXR Realty, signed the letter calling on the House to pass stricter background checks. Mycoskie says about 12% of his customers say they won't buy his company's shoes anymore as a result. But he says today's CEOs need to accept that some customers will leave, but those who remain will be more loyal.
Yeah, we lost some customers by doing this, but I think we also strengthened our relationship in a way that was far greater than whatever we lost.
Scott Reckler is CEO of RXR Realty, a developer in the New York area. He has also become a vocal advocate for gun safety, even though the issue has nothing to do with his business.
I find it important for CEOs to take a greater level of social responsibility.
But the decision to sound off comes with substantial risk. Paul Argenti is a business professor at Dartmouth. He argues CEOs should be very careful.
You're basically speaking out on something out of passion, not out of logic. And businesses have shareholders, and it's really not worth taking a risk unless it's absolutely important to you.
That may be why the number of executives who signed today's letter is still small and largely made up of executives who've already spoken out on gun violence. John Feinblatt is president of Every Town for Gun Safety, a gun control advocacy group. He points to banks and other retailers that have adopted their own gun control policies over the last year.
This is a key moment, very much like the moment when corporations supported marriage equality, which was often seen as a turning point for that movement.
Feinblatt says he hopes to see growing business support for gun control. But he also acknowledges that even if the bill passes the House, it faces stiffer opposition in the Republican-controlled Senate. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.